You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And we are back on Buff Hub, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. I'm your host, Steve Vega. Guys, thank you so much for joining me after another heartbreak. Listen, guys, there are no words. There's no way to, I guess, get over this except time. It's going to be an interesting podcast today. I'm just going to be straightforward with you. I'm basically going to narrow down my views based off of just fan reaction in response to some polls and just seeing what the reaction has been to Diggs, to fan bases, you name it, right? But the bottom line here is this season felt like it really wasn't. One by one, the Bills were running out of aces in the deck. It just wasn't their year. And right now, we are sitting in a position where we want to find someone to blame. We want to find something to blame. I really don't want to get into the blame as much as I want to get into just being in the moment and trying to make sense of what is happening right now. And we saw the safeties coach get fired. Got let go by the Bills. And look, I get it. You know, okay, well, if you're going to fire him, I feel like they're trying to hide the real problem that's possibly Leslie Frazier. Well, I don't know. You've had years and years to develop some safeties to help with Depp, right? And everyone was so ready to blame a guy like Jaquan Johnson for not doing his job. But it's funny. It's like right now what the Bills are doing is they're starting to little by little weed out what the possible problems are with development. This defensive scheme, everyone says it's very cornerback driven. I believe it is very safety driven. You ever wonder why Buffalo does not give a lot of plays over the top? Typically, it's because Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer are so great and the scheme allows them to be great. One without the other, you saw how the deficiencies on this defense all the way down to the defensive line started to just break this team down defensively. Dominant team throughout the year. We were absolutely just destroying people. And then we were having these games that were really close. And we're at this point now after this Bengals game. And I said last week I was going to have an egg if the offense doesn't figure it out. I don't think the defense figured it out just as much as the offense. So it's really hard for me to say, okay, you know, this is all on Ken Dorsey and his game plan. It's in the moment. It's hard. It's hard not to think that. It absolutely is. But after having some time to really digest this, and again, I was on Circling the Wagons podcast just recently. He had a live show going on Twitter, and look, I'll obviously shout out to him and what they do, what he does. He does such a great job. Love that podcast. Listen to it frequently. It's on our network, guys. I know every single one of you have heard of it. But just want to shout him out. And it's interesting. Going back to what's happening with y'all's reaction to this game, do you want an offensive head coach? Check out this poll here. 13% of you said yes. 47% of you said no, keep McDermott. 40% of you said change the OC. This was the one that was really interesting to me, though. When I put the fourth option, we need more weapons, 0% of you voted for that. Which, okay, I get it. You think we have enough? Great. Would you like DeAndre Hopkins? I certainly would. All right, next poll here. What would you grade Ken Dorsey this season? A, amazing. B, basic. C, crappy. D, dreadful. It was a split between basic and dreadful. Now, they were both 37%. Amazing was zero. So B and D, 37%. C, crappy, 26% of you voted for that. Going down to the next poll here. I just went straight for it. Should the Bills fire McDermott and hire an offensive coach? 29% of you said yes. 14% of you said, I do not know. 57% of you said no. This is going to be probably one of the most interesting off seasons we've ever experienced as Bills fans. Because we're truly about to find out if the Bills benefited off of a bunch of other teams that, you know, you look at teams that are hot right now, number one, the Bengals. They were not even in the realm of developing a team, especially after Joe Cool tore his ACL. We thought that team was absolutely done. And it's so interesting. Brandon Bean said something very key in regards to Ja'Marr Chase, saying he doesn't want to be that crappy or that terrible to have to draft a Ja'Marr Chase. In other words, I'm taking it as Brandon Bean wants zero business with rebuilding at all. Well, I disagree with that. If you're going to ask me, I want a year of commitment from my captains and my leaders on this team. If we cannot find a game plan going into next year that is realistically going to win a Super Bowl and say, screw it, we're going to implode this roster a little bit, keep the guys that we have recently re-signed, Milano, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, et cetera, and just build off of those key pieces that we have. Obviously, Tre'Davious White is on there too. Because something's wrong. It's not just the safeties coach. Something is seriously wrong with how this team is formulated from an offensive perspective. It hit its ceiling way too fast. And once it did, and it capped out, Brian Daboll got the heck out of Dodge when he could. Maybe Brian Daboll is playing the game. Maybe that was the best we could see out of Brian Daboll as far as a game planning situation could go with what the Bills roster had, which was extremely talented before he left. So, and we saw it in display. We saw it on display. And for me, I'm looking at this roster right now, and I am going to just say it straight up. I don't see us progressing unless, unfortunately, we do make another splash. Or we're able to just yank some T. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase, or better yet, someone similar to Antonio Brown or Mike Evans out of the draft. Many great wide receivers were drafted late in the draft. Some were even undrafted. I am now concerned about who is running this scouting department. We are not getting guys to develop in the wide receiver room. at least as quick as other teams are. Does that mean that we're just not falling in place? Like, no, we're not evaluating correctly. We're not evaluating this team correctly. And one key note about that is we still do not have an identity on offense. It's like, you know what the Bengals are going to do. It's motion, but it's not going to be crazy psycho motion. And they're going to try to run it up the gut. And if they can't do that, they're just going to throw an RPO to Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins. And they win doing that. It's the most simple offense I have ever seen demoralize and terrify defenses in a very long time. I don't remember an offense this good, this talented, since Brady in his heyday. So, now, it looks like a new dynasty is building in Cincinnati, and Buffalo just fell behind. This is incredible. Gotta love football, because Buffalo was supposed to be the dynasty. Buffalo was supposed to be the team this year. I get all the injuries, I get all the things, but look, I think all of the things that happened to Buffalo were almost symptomatic of the real problem of what's happening with this team. Who are you? If I could caption what Stephon Diggs was yelling at Josh Allen, I would kind of put Josh Allen representing the Bills organization, just yelling at him, saying, "Who are we? Who are we?"
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, you know, going into that game that you are basically, they know who you are. You just don't know who you are. And that's the weirdest thing about this Bills team, is that everyone knows what they're going to try to do, how they're going to do it, but they just get cold feet. And now I'm going to go back into some Bills history here. It took several offensive coordinators to figure out Jim Kelly. I think the Bills are going through the same exact thing with Josh Allen. Eventually, they evolved, and the K-Gun offense was invented. It worked, and it killed defenses, and it got them to the Super Bowl 4 times in a row. So, I think now the Bills kind of have to look at this situation as, okay, we need to stick it through. We are competitive. We're going to be here for a very long time. The first thing that popped in my head when I saw the Bills lose this game, it's like, man, I know everyone's losing their freaking godforsaken mind over this, and I'm a little bit emotional, whatever, but it almost feels like the Bills are kind of like the Elway Broncos. Are we going to have to wait towards the tail end of Josh Allen's prime to win a Super Bowl? Two Super Bowls? I think it's very likely that can happen because of how talented the AFC is. That's very probable. That has a higher probability versus going to doing this whole, you know, year to year, almost feels like paycheck to paycheck year. I just think at this point, Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, Ken Dorsey, and Leslie Frazier have to sit down, look at each other, and just get really honest. Like, I'm talking about, can we lead this team to a Super Bowl or not? And it has to start with Brandon Bean. Can I build a roster to win a Super Bowl or not? Secondly, then goes down to Sean McDermott. Can I help manage the offense and defense to execute a game plan that makes sense for our players and the situation at large? Whichever team we go against, the elements, the environment, everything. You look at Ken Dorsey. Can I formulate a game plan that gets my playmakers rolling? We saw it happen throughout the year. The Bills got off to a blazing hot start. It could have went sideways, and it didn't. And it worked. And then things started to fizzle out, and we started to see some deficiencies. The run game did not develop. And eventually, the four verts, whatever people are making fun of, just ran out of steam. I get it. Then you look at Leslie Frazier. Here's a coach that has been a head coach in this league in Minnesota, has been a former player in the league years ago, is an outstanding, just model man of a person that, like, you just know the players look up to him. You know the players trust him, and they love him. And everyone's always banging the table on why he still has not gotten a head coaching job. 13 seconds, all these things. Well, what else does he need? Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. How much pressure is on Leslie Frazier now after the Bills invested heavily into Von Miller? And I don't believe we're going to get another signing because Brandon Bean already had said our superstar signing of this year is Von Miller already. We have him under contract. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with this roster, right? Getting into this point now. You saw clues. You keep seeing clues with these players. The Last Dance banner with Jordan Poyer. He wants to run it one more time. I would feel the same way, too, if my main guy, my Batman to who I am, Robin, was gone. Yeah, I was able to grow, and I was able to show who I am, and I became a Pro Bowler. Now I deserve the paycheck, but could we have gotten further and be more dominant with a healthy Micah Hyde? I'd say so. I'd say that definitely brings an edge. I think that definitely would help out the defensive line having better coverage in the back, where teams are a little bit more scared to fling the ball around when you have two ball hawks back there and a guy who's not afraid to get dirty with his hitting and Jordan Poyer. Yeah. But I want to get into another point here in regards to the clues that players are leaving around and how they're feeling, right? We can go down the rabbit hole with Stephon Diggs and get into all that hoopla. I'm not going to. He's a superstar. He deserves a ring. That's where I stand. I pray to God he gets it in Buffalo, but I love him so much that if Buffalo doesn't get it done next year, I would prefer to trade him somewhere where he's going to be happier. That's how much I'm appreciative of who Stephon Diggs and what he's done for this organization. But I looked at, Matt Milano. I can probably count the amount of standout interviews on my hand with Matt Milano being a Buffalo Bill. Swole bro, the Italian stallion, whatever you want to call him, gabagool. I don't know what that means, but I hear it a lot because I live in Jersey now. I feel so stupid now. I'm sorry. Now I got to look that up. I'm gonna Urban Dictionary after the show's done. Listen, I just paused and I edited, and he is not a cold cut. That is from The Sopranos. So, moving on here. I love him. I love Matt Milano. I think that he is one of the players that will always pop off the screen every single game. Something great happens, Matt Milano's around the football on defense. And it's you just feel his energy. Any hit, any stop, it's clean. He plays the game exactly how the NFL wants him to play it. Miami fans call him, and Pats fans call him, you know, public enemy number one, whatever. Fact is, he will make you pay. And for a guy like him to say in an interview there was no juice, there's no energy in this game. How? It's baffling to me. It's absolutely absurd that a guy that works so hard year to year for this team and has seen its growth since the Rex Ryan days. That's gut-wrenching, man. Out of anything that I saw or heard from this last week of healing, it's absolutely seeing Matt Milano say that. I was hurt as a fan. And I get it. Sean McDermott gave the whole professional, you know, saying about that, whatever. It's just, you know, I think we had good energy. We just needed to play better. No. Bull, something's going on. Something needs to get fixed. Something needs to change. Somebody's at fault here, and we're going to find out. I'm sorry, I'm calling it right now. If the Bills get off to a cold start next season, I have a feeling the Pegulas are going to let go of Sean McDermott. Especially if there's another coach that I believe, you know, could be there to step into the role and take the team to the next level. But maybe Sean McDermott is the guy. I'm not saying he's not, but the proof is in the pudding. And as much as I hate to admit, when the national media is right, they were right about this league becoming way more offensive coordinator head coach, you know, centric. He was the final defensive head coach in the playoffs. Nick Sirianni is making Jalen Hurts look good. Jalen Hurts looked terrible last year. Joe Burrow dicing the Buffalo Bills and their defensive head coach, who could not adjust in the second half, down only 17-7. Something's wrong, and it needs to get fixed. Things are going to develop throughout the offseason. We're going to find things out. Am I optimistic? I'm 50-50. Now there's an expectation level that we set, and there's a standard, and right now the standard just feels like, let's make it to the playoffs. Let's see if we can get lucky getting to the playoffs and try to get good matchups. But it's not going to fly anymore. The AFC is getting better and better and better and better. Like, the only thing that would save the Bills at this point is a stellar, amazing offseason outside of free agency, just structuring contracts, figuring out, you know, how to get great players out of the draft. I'm basically done with free agency at this point because the Bills spent so much freaking money last year on this defensive line, and right when Von Miller leaves, it goes kaput. Now I'm getting all fiery right at the end of this podcast, I know. Keep going, Steve. I would, but I want to wait and see what develops and what transpires over the next couple of weeks. I don't want to get ahead of myself and just start ranting and ranting and ranting, and it goes nowhere. So I'm going to stop here today, guys. And this was the reaction. This was Buff Hub over reaction, right? Like Joe Miller. No, shout out to Joe Miller. Shout out to the whole channel. They've been doing such an amazing job this entire season. I'm always in there on the YouTube videos that they're doing, the live streams, just to show support. I love watching their shows. I support them. And guys, thank you for supporting me this whole season. Again, this is Buff Hub, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. Thank you so much for your time, your Twitter reaction this season. I'm still going to be active unless something happens where I kind of got to bounce because of my job. Whatever. I'll let you guys know. But again, thank you so much for joining me on Buff Hub, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. I'm your host, Steve Vega. To all the military and first responders out there, thank you for all that you do for our country and our communities. You guys stay strong out there. Be happy. Be thankful. Let's get better and not more bitter. God, I sound like my dad. Love you guys. Have a good one and go Bills.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.